Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott punish themselves by drinking two rosés, one being a sparkler, the Campo Viejo Brut Rosé, and the other being still known as the French wine, Yes Way Rosé. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Hi, Rob. It's good to be here. I know how much you love rosé, so that's what we're going to drink tonight. I'm very excited to be here to participate.
Yes, on tonight, we haven't done a twofer episode in a long time, and so I decided we'd better drink a twofer episode. Two things that we'd never drink, and both being rosés.
Lies, all lies. Listen, folks, this guy here opposite me is like Tulsi Gabbard. He just, you know, he's switching sides.
Nobody even knows who she is anymore.
He used to hate rosé. Now it's his favorite wine.
Nobody knows who she fucking is, but that's okay. On tonight's show, we have two rosés, one being a sparkler and one being urine. The sparkler is actually one that I'm mildly excited about. It's from Campo Viejo and their Cava, it's a Cava, Brut Rosé. Comes in at $9.
Campo Viejo, you can find it everywhere. It's, you know, depending on your market, $8 to $10. Mm-hmm. They have different things they make. And I don't know where you put your hands on this sparkler, but we're going to do that.
Well, yeah, I bought it at wine.com for $9.
This other thing?
This is...
Why are you doing this to us?
The other is from France, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And it's called Yes Way Rosé. From the south of France.
Yes, sure it is.
Currently, you can buy it for $16 of your money.
That's from France, Texas. There's plenty of metropolises.
They misspelled France. They called it Franco. Now, I will say this. Just sitting here, I'm looking at both the glasses. One is gorgeous, quite frankly, and one is not. And the gorgeous one is the Campo Viejo. It is absolutely gorgeous. A little bit dark for a Brut Rosé, but gorgeous. And the effervescence in it is perfect. Huge bubbles. Beautiful. I'm excited to drink it. And then there's the other one that looks like a wet fart. If you had slightly bloody urine, you would need to go to the doctor. And you would have to go to the doctor because you were drinking this. It's very faint. You know, some people would say, well, then it's nuanced because it's French. That's not true. What is French?
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it is. Do not name their wines this way.
If you want to be dumber, folks, go to yeswayrosé.com.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
And then you'll feel dumb.
Don't do it.
I think that there's no doubt who this is marketed to.
Who?
Not us, with the opposite of you and I.
So who's it marketed to? The French people?
No. American.
French persons who are expats living in the United States?
I think it's American white suburban moms.
I don't think so. They're smarter than this.
Apparently not the ones in this little
vignette. Isn't everybody smart? This isn't marketed to anybody.
It is. They're suburban moms. That's what it is.
This is marketed to AI robots.
Well, yeah, I don't know. They're eating hummus, and they're drinking Yes Way Rosé. She puts something in the oven. Okay, she pulled something out of the oven. I'm watching this video. It's exciting. You know what I like about this video? They drink out of like every version of stemware possible. They have stemless. They have full stems. They have random glasses. They're never drinking out of the same thing twice. I don't know if that means that they're doing this every day and they just live together and that they're just complete lushes that probably have diabetes from drinking this shit. or they have no kind of editing and or review of what they make. I would click on explore these wines, but I don't want to. You can buy Yes Way Rosé in a can, in case that shocks
no
you.
No way.
Or in a little bottle, or in a big bottle. They have sparkling versions of this. This is not sparkling. It's still. I heard the Triple B. She's going to be coming down here. She heard that there's rosé on the show tonight, and she's a big rosé fan. And she's a suburban. Well, she's not in the suburbs, but she's a mom.
You and know so where this is from? This is not from France. It's from La France, South Carolina.
La France.
It's an incorporated community.
I'm sure it is.
Anderson County, South Carolina.
Regardless, folks, we're going to take a break. But then we'll be right back here with this cornucopia of pink things here on the Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So we were slowing down there. Progress was slowing down because the Triple B stopped by to say hello. 50 years later, we're back at the show with warm rosé. Anyway, so the two rosés, Yes Way Rosé and the Campo Viejo Brut Rosé. Now, what is rosé made of? Who fucking knows? Let's look at Yes Way Rosé's website. Hey, Yes Way Rosé.
Easy for you to say.
I know. Website. What are you made of? You don't have an answer? You don't know, do you? Grapes. Grapes. How do they make rosé, though, Scott? How do they know it? Well, you have a red grape, and you just don't leave the skins to macerate for very long. Pull it off there.
If at all. Mm-hmm. Sometimes not at all.
Yeah. I do know, Scott, this has 2 grams of carbs, 1 gram of sugar per serving, 12.5% alcohol. And it's also available in 250 milliliter cans. Yay! Case for rosé every day. Spring, rosé. Summer, rosé. Fall, rosé. Winter, you guessed it, rosé! I'm not making this shit up. This is what it says.
What's that offensive website that does the Primitivo from Trader Joe's?
Yes, it's... Yes. It hits the sweet spot between red and white wines.
Oh, that's sexist.
Without being sweet. You can have it really pair. You can really pair this bottle with any season or activity.
That sounds like the Lion's Den commercial.
It does. Yes. Hey, rosé, a bouquet, or a après swim, or après ski, rosé.
See,
a bouquet of red roses or freshly picked daffodils, rosé.
What?
Oh my gosh! I know. A rooftop soirée or a backyard bash.
Soirée.
Whatever.
Oh Lord.
Rosé. A double-headed dildo or a rosé. Yeah, all sorts of stuff. Hey, look no further for your perfect plus one. This bottle in particular pairs well with parties of one or more and a wide variety of food. Variety. That's how they pronounce it. Yes. Whether it's surf and turf, pasta, or pizza.
Folks, I'm beating my head against the mic.
Cookout. I'm going to beat something. Cookout or potluck. This is your versatile go-to. Sip with your favorite summer salad.
Fucking shoot me.
And cheese and charcuterie plates with all of the fixings. Oh, Jesus Christ. Perfect shade of peachy pink. We work to capture all the delicious qualities.
Peachy pink?
God.
That's peachy pink?
And this woman in a bikini. A pink
peachy,
bikini.
Peachy pink?
I don't know. Oh, here's the dumbasses that made it. There are two twits that made this wine, and they're on the bottom of the page. So go just scroll down, and you'll find the responsible fuckers for this shit. Women.
I hold you responsible for this shit.
I know.
You selected and opened this bottle.
Well, let's drink the Yes Way Rosé. There's no review.
Do we have to?
Yes. Yes Way Rosé. It's still.
Can't we drink the Campa VA first?
We will. Well, we'll drink them both.
The bubbles are going to be stopped.
Well, we're not going to stop. We're just going to take a sip of this and go back and forth. On the nose.
Actually, it's not a bad nose. It's a little glycerol or like Vaseline-y, like petroleum.
It's Vaseline.
It's like petroleum. That's not a bad nose.
It smells of Vaseline.
It smells of petroleum. That's not a bad nose. Let's do the serious. You put it out there. Let's do the serious.
I know.
It's not a bad nose.
It's rose petals and Vaseline.
There's no rose petals.
There's rose petals.
Oh, my God.
You're the one who's being a dick.
You're
now.
Fucking psycho.
Maybe a little honeydew melon as well.
Fair.
They didn't want to interrupt you drinking it.
Like, but not honeydew melon, like honeydew melon husk.
Honeydew melon that is at the shittiest grocery store you've ever seen that was pre-cut, that is not quite right color.
Not pre-cut. Not the taste of the fruit, the taste of the husk, the taste of the outside of a honeydew melon, the aroma of a honeydew melon, the outside of it, before you've opened it and cut it. It's actually quite a pleasant nose.
The Triple B taste of this and described it as if it was a wine where the ice cubes had melted in it. This wine is completely non-offensive, and it is oaked.
I'll tell you what.
Why is it oaked? Why did they oak this?
I get it. But you know what?
Why would you oak this? It would be so much better if it wasn't oaked.
I don't know about that.
Oak chipped.
This is not oak chips. There's nothing offensive about the oaking of this. It's just a little odd.
It's just too much oak.
No, it's not.
This wine would be perfectly fine if it wasn't oaked. And the people that drink this stuff would like it better if it wasn't oaked.
First of all, nobody drinks this stuff.
Well, somebody does.
This thing,
somebody
product right here,
bought this to give to Becky as a gift.
As a joke?
Mm-mm. It's when she had her surgery. They gave her this.
Somebody
gift.
Didn't like her.
No, they like her.
You don't buy Yes Way Rosé for somebody who is recovering from surgery.
Well, this person probably drinks Yes Way Rosé with a straw.
But here's the thing
at
about...
At 2 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Here's the thing about Yes Way Rosé. Look, it's not a good wine.
No.
But there's nothing wrong with it, including the oaking.
The oaking is wrong.
No.
It's a lump.
No, it's not that it's a lump. It just doesn't fit.
I want this wine to be fresh and stupid. And this wine is fresh and stupid, but then it has a lump of oak at the back. And you don't need to do that. But there's no...
There's no
purpose.
The
people that are drinking this aren't pretentious. They don't know what they're drinking anyway. Want to drink something that's just like... Bloo.
But it's not a lump of oak. It's
a lump of oak.
It's dumb that they oaked it.
It is dumb. And all I see is stainless steel. They're looking down at their feet. They're trying not to trip. So you see the two winemakers walking through the winery, mm-hmm. and one's wearing a Yes Way Rosé shirt, but they're looking down at the ground so they don't fall down, probably, because they're that incapable of walking.
No. They don't want anybody to recognize their face because they're working for Yes Way Rosé.
No, they own Yes Way Rosé, but they don't want to fall down.
The bank probably owns Yes Way Rosé.
Now, yes.
I think then.
Okay, probably. Before the picture came out.
Or Daddy did.
That's sexist, Scott. Why couldn't these two ladies make this on their own?
I thought they were two men.
It's two women.
I'm not looking at the pictures.
Younger 30s.
I don't care if they're women, men, or not. This is a wine that was made with daddy's money.
Oh, my God. They could have their own money.
Okay. They made it with their own money. Even dumber.
That's true. I would use daddy's money if I had the choice. Would you like to use your money or someone else's money to make this? Someone else's money.
But I do want to make the point. Who's ever putting the oak in this doesn't know what they're doing, but at the same time, they did pretty well. This is not a lump of oak.
No, it is a lump of oak.
No, it's not.
Because the wine is a lump. So you have a lump after the lump. The wine is
dramatic.
No, it would be so much better of a wine if it was not oaked.
Fair enough. But it's not oaked poorly. It just shouldn't be oaked.
It's oaked inappropriately.
I'll give you that. But it's not oaked poorly. inappropriate? Yes. Does it fit? Should they have done it? No, no, no.
Scott, what if somebody...
But it's not bad.
What if somebody oaked chocolate milk? Would you say, well, the oak is good in consideration of the chocolate milk. I mean, it's oaked well. It's just oaked inappropriately. You know, it's oaked badly because it shouldn't have been oaked.
No, you either oak something well or not. Whether it's appropriate to oak it or not is a different subject.
No.
It's all perspective, sir.
You don't have perspective.
I've got more perspective than you. You're wearing a Cincinnati Bengals jersey with a number on it that nobody wears anymore.
That's why I wore it for you. An old jersey. I know.
That's okay.
I did that just to piss you off.
It doesn't piss me off. By the way, it's also a horrible jersey.
Did you notice that the box on the... I have a box taped to the wall. It's
what about
a wine
the box?
George was inspecting it earlier. We have George the orange cat tonight.
He's on the couch now.
Oh.
No, he's taken up Bo's spot.
Oh my God, he did, didn't he? No, he went upstairs with Becky. He left. He was down here with us.
He was on the couch for a second.
Well, he was. But he was laying on the chair asleep, and then the box I have double-sided tape to the wall, he was inspecting, wondering what the fuck that was.
As before Becky did.
Yeah, I got all of you. So now that
you're just smart.
The Campo...
Rob is not.
Viejo.
That's, by the way, it's a horrible... It's one of the worst NFL jerseys ever.
It's champion, man. That's what it was, right? When it
came out. Don't care who made it. It's just a bad color combination.
Oh, yeah.
The black stripes on the shoulder. It's just, no.
At least they win.
Such an impressive victory.
Hey, I'll take it.
Of course you will.
Campo Viejo. It does have a review, folks.
But real quick, the Yes Way Rosé.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as we thought it would be.
It's dry.
It's not anywhere as bad as we thought it would be. There are so many worse products out there than this.
Oh, sure. No. Yeah.
So, this is wine. It's wine. It's dry.
It's better than Apothic or any of that stuff. Menage a trois.
So, it's kitschy as it is, it's like
it's one of the better kitschy things we've had.
It's better, one of the better dumb things we've had.
It's as dumb as, well, if you look at the, if you're factoring the dumb to quality scale, like QPR, the DPR, whatever it would be, this actually has a good score considering it's as dumb as a fucking box of rocks, but it's not horrible.
It's like the dumbness and the okayness almost cancel each other out.
I just don't know anybody that would like this because of the oaking.
I think the people who would worry about the oaking wouldn't care because this is just okay.
Yeah, but they wouldn't like...
You might be right.
Well, if it's colder, perhaps. But no, they just want something that's completely innocuous. And if this didn't have the oaking, this would be the most innocuous thing to drink. And I can understand why people would drink the shit out of it and die. They would die.
I don't know. It's like...
Maybe they had to put the oaking in because of health and safety standards. Because if they didn't, people would drink too much of it. And there'd be scores of alcohol poisoning deaths all over the world.
Or just the benzene would ring true. And so you can't taste the benzene.
There wouldn't be anybody to buy minivans anymore. Kia Tellurides would take such a dip in sales.
Yeah. Telluride's not a minivan.
No.
You were just going to buy one.
The same person. Well, I looked at it. The same person. I'll talk about that. Same person that buys that, buys this.
A Kia Telluride.
I like the Kia Telluride, but the thing about the Kia Telluride, the front two seats, very nice. Everything's nice up there. After that, it goes downhill just a bit. The car then turns...
Well, that's where the children sit.
Yes, I know. That's the Kia part. The front part... Really nice. Back part, Kia.
So you listened to Maggie this time.
Maggie liked that car. She liked the Kia. She rode it. She liked the red car. That was the Kia. But I'm glad I did not buy a Kia. I bought a Honda Pilot.
Let's get off the Yes Way, Roseanne.
Yes. On to the Campo Viejo. And it does have a review. That's right. It does. I'm Wilfred. And I did review this wine, strangely enough. I don't know
Jesus.
Why. Commentary. It's my diary again, Scott.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Tasting notes.
Yes, commentary.
Does getting an erection watching a Disney film make you a per... Oh, I'm sorry. This is... I'm reading out of my diet. Commentary.
Oh, God.
The Campo Viejo Brut Rosé is fresh, bright, and a joy on the palate. Tasty notes. This wine starts with aromas and flavors of berries. Berries. And
truth,
more,
the whole
and
truth
more
and
berries.
But the truth. Yes, Your Honor.
Enjoy it as an aperitif. With fresh salmon and avocado rolls.
Mr. File, did Mr. Dern so choose to speak? Yes, he did, Your Honor. Did you willingly listen? Yes, I did, Your Honor.
That's right.
Did you choose to correct
it's
him?
My dot.
You can't waste your breath with this idiot.
So I'm smelling this. And
are you really now?
As the aromas, as it warms up, it smells more of a taxi cab urine. Than it did when it was cold.
No, it's just got a pungent nose to it.
Yes, that's what that is.
But many sparklers do.
What sparklers do you know that smell like that?
Have a pungent nose? Many. Or just pungent and punched to your nose.
What
and
should we lie
sharp?
About? You know what it does smell? What is that? It's strawberry, but it's a candy. I never really liked it, but...
Like the taffy one?
No, it's a straw. It's a hard tack. No, strawberry starburst. A starburst. It smells like a starburst on the nose. Strawberry starburst. Kind of a waxy.
Okay, I don't get that at all.
Well, that's because you're dumb.
But so, you know, we've been interrupted and digested. The Campo Viejo, when it was poured in the glass, was an explosion of effervescence, and it's still effervescence. And what we're
still beautiful.
What's before us in the glass has been 45 minutes in a glass, 40 minutes, 35 minutes.
It actually has right now. It has effervescence that goes up in a solid stream and then makes it like a little bit of a like a fountain in the middle, exactly in the middle of the glass. It's a little disturbing when you look at it, but it's still really cool for weddings, folks. If you want a sparkler that's pretty,
not non-traditional because it's a different color,
and you want a cases. Well, I know, but you could also they also have the straight brut. You don't have to get the brut rosé. You can get a straight cava. It's still $9, and it's $9 a bottle, folks.
It's
a steal.
It's got a little bit of I called the nose pungent, and it's got a little. Pungency to the palate. It's dry, but the effervescence, the sparkling nature of it, I think it's a little. It's not the leanest sparkler you'll ever have. It's got a little texture to it.
Good strawberry fruit.
Good texture to it, which some people may not like that. Okay.
Some people were wrong, but it's got good strawberry fruit. It's very basic. It's a one or two note pony. A little bit of slight on the back end. Sometimes with cavas, you're worried about mushroom, things of that nature, like Freixenet or one of those. This isn't like that. This is a little more stylized for Americans. Honestly, folks, if you want a sparkler for your wedding or you're looking for something cheap for New Year's, you're having a bunch of people over, you want it to be very pretty. And not taste too bad for people that are just, if they drink Veuve all the time, then they won't know any better.
Stop it. Veuve closed fucking perfectly great champagne.
But nevertheless, this wine, this is a fantastic buy. Because you know what? It's fun. And it has good flavor.
It's different.
Yeah.
But I like the texture of it. It's got like a little oily texture to it. But there's a little... Bitter's not a fair term because bitter sounds too negative, but there's a thing there that gives a little bite. Let me just call it a little bite. It's not quite bitter, but I kind of like it. It's like a little, but it's pungent. It's just got a little pungent.
Oh, there's
it's
pungency.
It's not acidic. It's like, It wants to give off like a little minerality or a little metallic thing or a little, but it's not metallic would be a negative thing. It's headed towards minerality, but doesn't quite get there.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to refer to it as pungent. I like it with this wine. I like the slightly oiled texture.
Yeah.
And the effervescence of it, it's a fucking rock star, dude. It's like I said, we're 40, 45 minutes into the pour, and it's still...
Doing its thing.
It's a sparkler, man. It's old school.
Need to freshen your glass?
Why not?
This is one that you're going to take.
This is...
Yeah, you're going to drink more of this.
Well... Maybe you do, maybe you don't, you know, because it's the oddball color. Some people are going to look at this and go, meh. People want their sparklers to be the color of champagne.
Well, you don't like Brut Rosé.
I don't care. I
Brut Rosé, I love. I'm not a big fan of Rosé. I love Brut Rosés.
Well,
proper.
I don't mind non-straw colored sparklers. Remember... You're talking to the guy who introduced you, sir, to that Gamay sparkler, which is my all-time favorite fucking sparkler.
I have a bottle in there.
Fuck, that show's good.
One of my first forays into proper French champagne was we had, at the Andersons, we had a closeout of Heidsieck Monopole. And that's it was their Brut Rosé, and I believe it was a vintage. I think it was like 1989 vintage. It was absolutely asininely old. Was it 89? I think so. It was something like that. And it was their Brut Rosé. And it was normally $90. And that was 20 some years ago. That's a lot more money now. And we got it for 30. And I remember I bought a bottle of that. Never had French champagne before, really. Except in tastings. And it was a little fainter than this. But that thing was just...
Fantastic.
My parents had it.
Okay.
My parents that don't drink had it. I don't know why I even bought it, but it was amazing on a New Year's Eve. But since then,
my mom and dad had a sip?
Yeah, they did.
I gotta believe mom and dad partied back in the day.
No.
Come on.
Not really.
Come on. Dad would have his little shot of Jack.
No.
And mom would have a whiskey sour.
No, I've been making it up. I've been making up their lack of drinking for them for years now.
Why can't you do it as well as they did?
But
you're such a bad drinker.
Oh yeah. But I've had so many lovely things.
Mom was whiskey sours.
Scott, who's your favorite champagne producer from France?
I don't know the champagne producers off the top of my head like that. I just do not.
See, I can say Charles Heidsieck.
You did say that already.
I would say that. I do have some Heidsieck Monopole in there, but they're blue label. It's okay. I would also say, Roederer.
Roederer Estate is for the money. And we've all been out and paid stupid money for champagne. You know, pay $25 for a pour or whatever. Roederer Estate at... When we got it, and God, that's been 7-8 years ago now that we did that on the show. And I think it was $30. And that may have been a discount price.
Sometimes a little cheaper, yeah.
That may have been a discount price. That is fucking fantastic.
We need to source a bottle of Le Hermitage by Roederer and have that for New Year's this year.
And that's the French, or that's...
No, that's Californian from Anderson Valley. You could probably, honestly, you could get their non-vintage from France. Because Roederer, folks, is...
It's a champagne house.
And most generally, houses...
Talk through the champagne house.
Yeah,
talk
how it works that. Is they buy their grapes from producers, right? And they mix it in the champagne houses. Moët, Pierre Jouët, Bollinger, Roederer, they're all like that. There are some estate-grown champagnes
that are estate-grown and made at the estate.
Yeah, they make the grapes.
Different than a champagne house.
That used to be something that's a little easier to find. It's almost impossible anymore. At the Andersons, you know, we featured estate-grown champagnes. We were that bougie. So we had, you know, the Bollingers. We had all that kind of stuff. Grand Marnier.
Have you gone?
Pierre Jouët Follet. Tattinger, all that kind of stuff. And then we had a selection of estate champagnes.
Rob worked at the Andersons for years.
And we did that specifically because we went to a tasting specifically for estate-grown champagnes.
That'd be fucking fantastic.
It was great. And in that tasting, you ever heard of one called Salon?
You've talked about it.
It's about $300. It was one of those, and it was magnificent. But there's so... So Rotor, though, they're a champagne house, and then they make so much money. They do California stuff. And they're California Rotor, and the Rotor La Hermitage, which is the better. It's a vintage one. $50-$60. Worth every penny. In California, folks. So you give a little education here. Gloria Ferreira. Iron Horse, Schramsberg, Jay, all of those are champagne, well, sparkler producers. It's not made in champagne, so we call it sparkling wine. All of those producers make magnificent sparklers. Schramsberg, especially, is, I mean, arguably world class.
Yeah, would you rather have it or Dom?
What vintage? Dom
year to year to year.
Dom for a long time was like the whipping boy of bullshit because they were jokes. Then they got their act together and now they're making ageable things. So Dom today could be aged 20, 30 years. 20 years ago, Dom was Denny's. But they're not that way anymore. But I mean, Dom is a little bit silly. If you're just a... What I've always got, though, is when somebody's going in there and they're buying wines, right?
But Dom's still like $2 a bottle.
$200?
Yeah, 200.
I haven't looked for it, but yeah, I think it's about $200 a bottle. Really at the same price, Rotor's Cristal. You have heard of that?
Yeah, everybody knows Cristal.
Actually, really...
But it's about the... Cristal's about $200 a bottle.
I think it's closer to three.
Three, yeah.
And Cristal, they make a standard brew, but normally the rosé is what people buy. Really? If I'm buying that kind of stuff, I'm buying Bollinger Grand Marnier. I'm buying anything from Charles Heidsieck. I think those are better producers than Monet. I'm buying Pierre Jouet Fleury. A friend of mine listens to the show, Jason, and his wife, Andrea. I met Jason, and I didn't know this, like 23 years ago. He was going to propose to who is now his wife. For many, many years. And so he came into the Andersons and wanted to buy a bottle of champagne. And I sold him a gift set of Pierre Jouet. So Pierre Jouet, you have a vintage bottle of wine and what a bottle of champagne. And they hand-painted the bottle. They were hand-painted. It was beautiful. And then they had, and the gift set came with two champagne flutes. And they were similarly hand-painted. Beautiful. It was like $119, and that's what I sold him. It was a really easy sell because those, A, great bottle, B, one of the best gift sets of all times. And they've saved all that stuff. They've saved the
flutes.
Oh, yeah. It's something, it's special. And I, you know, so we realized that, I think maybe a couple years ago, we were here, and Jason and I, and, well, Becky and what, Andrea.
And you figured out that you sold them.
Yeah.
They're,
we had seven bottles of wine that night.
Champagne that they...
Yeah. We drank seven bottles of wine that night.
No, one, that's not what's important. What's important is...
We realized it that night, though.
The bottle of champagne that they had fun with that night. Mm-hmm.
Jason and I sat here at the wine vault, and we drank a bottle of Rodney Strong's A Gentleman's Port.
Yeah. Gentleman's Port is...
Soon thereafter, I fell unconscious.
You have one left? I think I have one left.
You have one here. And then I have one or two left. You have one stashed here.
Yeah, that we didn't do on the show. Right?
But we will.
Or not.
But we'll just drink it sometime. That's what I'm holding it for, just for us to drink sometime.
I think I've got another one with the house. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. It should be drank. It's because it's a 13, isn't it?
I think it'd be.
You want to sip a port after this? I got another one.
I think it'll be fine.
Look at a little Osborne Tawny. Like, now, folks, we're going to take a break, but then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. I was lamenting to Scott the end of how this wine, the Yes Way Rosé, came in here.
He was mocking parents who bring alcohol to their children's sporting events in
not you, Jason.
Water bottles.
Not you, Jason. This person wine is probably fine. Drinks this out of a water bottle. Not you, Jason. And I was like, everything's fine. I need to drink this on a Tuesday morning. Everything's fine. See, this wine, Yes Way Rosé.
Which wine are we talking
Yes
about?
Yes Way Rosé is drank at times you should not be drinking wine, like a Tuesday morning. Probably not appropriate to drink that. And they don't really care what they drink it out of. Probably if there's a fish bowl, they'll drink it out of that. A vase? Yes. Maybe a glass. Maybe the bottle. Yes.
Yes Way wine. Mm-hmm. Not the wine for special occasions, but the wine for Tuesday mornings.
Yes. You're drunk on Tuesday morning, yeah. Now, let's forget about the Yes Way Rosé. Let's talk.
How could you forget about it?
I just did.
Let's be fair, though. Let's be fair to Yes Way Wine. Yes Way, please. Yes Way, please.
Yes Way, fuck up. Yeah, who knows? Yeah,
but it's not bad.
It could be a lot worse.
Yes, that's fair.
But if you want to make a lot more money, Yes Way Rosé, I have a top tip to you. Stop A, using oak chips, and B, just don't do that.
Don't.
Can you imagine how bad that comes across in a can, Scott?
No, it's probably decent in a can. It's probably better in a can. I think you're being too high and mighty over this. It is what it is. If that was the only thing wrong with it.
It is the only thing wrong with it, considering what it is.
But it's not wrong. It's just, it doesn't fit.
But that's wrong, you dipshit.
No, no. Wrong is when they over-oak something that shouldn't have been oaked.
Well, it shouldn't be oaked at all.
I agree.
So oaking is over-oaking.
No, it's just it shouldn't be oaked, but it's oaked. The oaking that they applied.
If it shouldn't be oaked, you can't oak something proper.
Easy. If that was the only flaw in this wine, it's just mundane, but it's easy to drink, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's like, off air I said this, and this is so inappropriate, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm really shaming a certain class of person. So there's a certain person that doesn't know the difference between oaked and unoaked Chardonnays.
Who's this person? What do they sound like, Scott, when they talk?
And they're having a conversation with their friend, and they might say something.
What's their friend's name?
Ronnie.
Ronnie. Nobody's named Ronnie.
Ronnie Brienne.
Is this at a bowling alley?
Ronnie Brienne.
Ronnie Brienne.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie Brienne. And she's been married 4 times.
Well, okay, that's fair enough.
And her friend normally drinks Chardonnay, but doesn't know the difference between oaked and unoaked Chardonnays.
Oh,
but when she's
what
not,
a faux pas.
But when she's not drinking Chardonnays, regardless of their stature with oak, she drinks this. And she says, I like this rosé. Because it's so approachable. And she thinks that makes her smart. It's much like us talking about wine and we think we're smart because we think we know what's approachable and what's not. But that person who drinks this doesn't know that this shouldn't be oaked. So the fact that it's oaked doesn't offend them. And it really isn't oaked that poorly. It just shouldn't be oaked.
You know, Scott, I have a similar analogy. So there's places where they tell me I can't expose my penis to the general public.
That's everywhere in the free world.
No, there are places that they don't mention it. So it's at nighttime, normally outside of people's houses.
Estonia.
I've never been there.
Underground. Estonia.
Can you whip out your dick in Estonia? I've never been. How did it go? Thailand. I have had a good. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So what the point is, similar to the oaking in the rosé, I don't know any better, so sometimes, some places, apparently it's inappropriate to show your penis and your testicles. Other places, it's apparently perfectly fine. Just like, you know, you shouldn't oak rosé like this wine. You see my point? I've made as much sense talking about taking out my dick and my balls than you did in 30 minutes talking about nothing. And no one will remember what you said. But they'll remember the fact that in Estonia, apparently, I can go completely nude and even spread eagle and roll around. And, like, if I was out on somebody's front lawn, I could, like, spread my leg. I'm perfectly nude. And I just roll around naked with my legs spread. I'm holding my ankles. So I'm, like, I'm leaning back on my back, holding my legs up in my air, rolling around in, almost like in a circle. Because it's, you know, centrifugal force.
You misunderstood.
What?
You can go to Estonia.
I think I must have.
Whip out your cock and your nads.
Okay, yes, yes.
It's called a snuff film, and they'll kill you.
That's just murder, Scott. It's not a snuff film.
Well, they'll film it.
Yes. It's America's Funniest Home Videos, probably.
Well, if you were involved.
But I can't, like, roll around on someone's front yard with my dick out.
They don't let you get that far.
Damn it.
But no, there's nothing inherently wrong
with me doing that.
Rosé.
Oh, okay.
It's just nondescript, but it's so much better than 50% of the wine products on the market.
Scott, can I ask you?
Rob, seriously. Yeah. This rosé.
Okay.
It's probably better than 50% of the products on the market. And I'm saying every single product, things that we don't even recognize. This is on the top half of the scale.
Well, you'd rather drink this than those. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Hey, Scott, though, can I ask you? You do understand the visual of me holding onto my legs and then rolling around basically in a circle. Nude. You understand how that works, right?
You really you don't understand Estonian. No, I don't.
You do.
No, I do
you
not.
Smiled and I could tell you had an erection, so you did. Yeah, you knew it.
Wait.
You had to adjust in the chair. I could tell.
Wilfred, when people smile, it doesn't
Are
always mean they have an erection.
Are you tweaking your nipples right now? That's just, I'm right here. You don't need to do that, Scott. It's embarrassing.
When people smile.
Put your pants back on, Scott.
Doesn't mean they have an erection.
Oh, my God. Where did you have the big jug of Duke's mayonnaise? What are you doing?
Duke's mayonnaise.
The best mayonnaise to fuck.
Yeah. So, folks, we're going to take a break. I don't remember what the potpourri was about, but it doesn't matter.
I think we just had it.
We did. So, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So,
off the air, Rob was talking about soft-sided headwear.
And Scott was talking about, what were you talking about?
The fact that your hat looks a little tight?
No, something about the Jews. It's always about the Jews with you.
Oh, my God.
Since you ran about it. I don't know.
Do you want to talk about this? Do you want to talk about this?
No, we don't want to talk about your obsession with the Jews. No, but
do we want to talk about the situation in Israel? Do we want to talk about it?
No, you don't. No. No. Let's not even go there, Scott. Because we know
you
what
went
position
there.
You
went
take.
There.
No.
What position I take?
Yes. Go ahead. So, the two rosés we have. First,
we're not going to score the say yes please.
Why not? Rosé.
Okay, well.
Well, you're going to score the say yes rosé. Scott, what's your numerical score?
I recommend it.
What?
That's all I've got.
What's your score?
3 stars out of 5. 85 of my points. That's what I'm giving it. I think there's so many products out there that try to do what they're doing here. Actually, I'm not certain.
What are they trying to do?
That's a good question. So I take that back as soon as I say it. We don't really know what they're trying to do
here. I don't know what they're trying to do here because they oak something.
There's no real market.
No.
They're saying it's a French rosé and they call it, what is it called?
Say yes, rosé.
They should just say yes, please. I'd be a better in line.
But I think you could make it anywhere.
But I think I don't think it's made in France. I think it's made in La France, South Carolina. Regardless, there are so many bad white wine products and rosés out there. This is 50% or higher. It's better than most, and we expected the worst out of this thing, and it's actually. It's not that bad to drink.
Yes, but if you finished your first glass.
It's okay. I don't want any more of it.
Oh, I can make that happen.
What? You can make what happen?
I'm going to pour a lot more in your glass.
That doesn't mean I'm going to drink it.
That's the thing, though.
You drank more than I did, sir.
I'm going to jump.
You drank more than I did, sir.
I'm going to jump in.
It's
the
just,
point. The point is, though.
It's just not that bad.
It's not, but it's also like, what? Reason does it exist? I don't know.
We didn't make it, so we don't have to justify it. I'm not going to try to justify it.
It's not a great rosé, but it's not a bad rosé either, but at the same time, it's kitschy.
I'm not even sure it's rosé.
So it's based on marketing?
They don't.
Yeah. And it's really for a rosé, a really hideous color. It's more peach than it is rosé.
But okay.
Flavor profile wise, it's very, very dull. Decent front palate, but then the oak completely doesn't match anything else.
But the oak is solid. We've had so many wines where you wish they were as oaked as skillfully as this. Not that it fits the wine. It's still skillfully done. It just shouldn't be there.
Yeah, 83 of my points.
Okay.
It's not
bitter.
It's not unpleasant to drink, but at the same time, why would you drink it? There's no reason to drink it. Drink your own.
That's a question you need to answer because you opened this bottle and put it on the show. So why did you do that?
It's a celebration of rosé, man.
You wanted to punish somebody.
It's a rosé jubilee.
And it fell back in your face. So therefore, you should give it 2 more points.
I was telling Becky, there's one word you should. There's many words in this world you should never use. One of it is jubilee. Jubilee is a creepy word.
I'll be honest with you.
Vigorous is another word that's creepy.
This allegedly French rosé is probably as good as any low-level New Zealand Marble Bay Sauvignon Blanc. And if you go back in, there is tropical fruit there. More subtle. More subtle than you'll find in Marlborough Bay. And therefore.
It's not Marlborough Bay. It's just Marlborough.
Same thing.
No, it's not a bay. It's a city.
Bay City Rollers.
It's a region.
Saudaday night.
If you just said, yes, this is more pleasant to drink.
Saudaday night
than shitty wines, but this is also $16.
What?
That's how much this costs.
You didn't tell me that.
That's how much it costs.
I'm still sticking with 85. It's not bad.
Well, you're not taking price into there. I would say 80.
We always take price into.
I would say 83 to 85, but it's an 80. Yeah, it's not good. But if you have nothing else to do,
if they get $16 for this, then good for them. I respect them more.
Yeah, good for them. But now onto the Campo Viejo. Brut Rosé.
First of all, when you...
I'm going to jump in.
When you 80, produce...
88 of my points.
When you produce a sparkler...
Yeah.
...that has been open for more than an hour, and it's a second pour, and the explosion of bubbly in the glass... I'll be honest with you. It's amazing.
Bravo, Campo Viejo. I don't want your Tempranillos. You can keep those.
No. Campo Viejo is fine.
But your sparklers, this wine is just as it's as basic as a day is long, and guess what? There's a beauty in that. This wine is lovely. And quite frankly, I can't get over, look at this. It has a little effervescence, goes up in a perfect column, and then makes a little, it's just gorgeous.
So
I can look at it all night.
What's Rob's describing? We've got a little bit of a wider flute, a little bit of a taller flute, a little bit of a deeper flute.
Riedel Extreme
and
champagne glasses.
As I was saying, this bottle's more than an hour open.
Yeah.
He just did a second pour for us, and there's an explosion of effervescence, an explosion of the bubblies.
Yeah.
Straight up the middle of the glass.
Yep.
It's such a beautiful thing to look at. I'll be honest with you. In my opinion, that in itself's worth a 90. It has enough going for me. It's got some texture. It's got a little oily texture. There's a little lemony thing.
I think it's just a wonderful representation.
For nine,
a strawberry.
For $9.
$8.99, folks.
$9. It's beautiful in glass. I'm one of those people, I want to see sparklers be pale and not this pink color, but it's a Brut Rosé.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck. I'm giving it a 90. I think you're wrong at 88. I think the bubblies in itself make this wine complex enough because of the effervescent to get it a 90.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm kind. But this wine is an 88 to a 90. I'm gonna bump my score up one more point, 89. I can't go 90, but this wine is value price Hall of Fame tenfold.
Fuck, nay. Goes up to the top.
Tip of the cap to Campo Viejo.
It's not a non-traditional wine. It's just there's reds, there's whites, and then there's others, right?
Yeah.
This is an other class. This is as good an experience. We had that early harvest Riesling.
By Hogue?
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoy this as much as I did that.
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure in a certain sense.
Really?
But this isn't a guilty pleasure.
This is more traditional.
This wine is fun, folks. If you want to have fun, this is the thing.
It has a purpose.
At this price range, put a fucking strawberry in it. You know? Enjoy it.
Fucking pour some Chambord in it.
Yeah, you fuck around with it.
I wouldn't pour Chambord in this.
I wouldn't. No, this is too good.
This does not need Chambord in it.
This.
One of our favorite things to do back in the day was to find the driest Prosecco we could find and just have some Chambord and Prosecco.
It works
for
that.
But a dry Prosecco, right? This. It has some stuff going on that I think would be lost.
Pour your Prosecco out.
Adding the Chambord. I think the oily texture would be lost. I think that little strawberry thing you talked about would be lost. I think that little kiss of lemon it has would be lost.
This is just a good wine.
Look, you said you don't want the Tempranillo, but remember when we did the Campo Viejo, it's $9.
Yeah.
And it's a really decent, and they... Campo Viejo, it always expresses the varietal really, really well.
Scott, this is a superstar at this price range.
Yeah.
And I bet the cava doesn't take itself too seriously, and that's the beauty part.
No, you know what? We need to have it.
Yeah.
After this, we need to have the cava.
Order
it. 100%.
I just ordered a bunch of Stedium by Woodcutter. Who the hell knows it? Torbeck. I ordered a bunch of that. I should have thrown one of those bottles on there, but I didn't. Because, you know, wine.com.
We can't make any money unless you order 50 a bottle because we...
Look, just... This is...
A great bottle of wine.
You buy this by the case and you just have it at the house.
Yeah. You're not going to be upset.
You want to have champagne, and you throw it over ice, and an hour later you're drinking it. Why not?
This is If you held this up for a toast, it doesn't matter where it's at, what you're doing.
People are going to ask for a second pour.
That, and you are respecting the event and the time.
I agree. It just because it's $9 doesn't mean it's not a special drink.
It's good.
Every year people go out and buy some shit for New Year's. And 95% of the time, they're not drinking something as good as this.
That's our challenge to you folks. If you listen to the show, this year, and this will be released very close to, this will probably be December when you hear this. Even though we're doing this in October, it should probably be sometime in December. For your New Year's wine, get this.
Get this and something else.
Save some money.
And no. Pick the bottle of sparkler that you would have normally bought and this and get back to us. Which was better. And nobody will have anything as good as this within twice the price.
Oh, no. Yeah. Those aren't as fun. The wines that are twice this price take themselves too seriously. So there's that. I mean, this doesn't shy away from ripe fruits. This doesn't shy away from any of that stuff, but it still stays true to the varietal, stays true to the style. I mean, the effervescence, it just knocks it out of the park. The Campo Viejo Brut Rosé gets the Wine Vault stamp of approval, and you know what? Tip of the cap to Campo Viejo. And
we've actually given that to them before.
Maybe we have. But nevertheless, two rosés, one that isn't terrible, which is a shock, and the other one is a lot better than terrible. As a matter of fact, it's pretty damn good. So,
Wine Vault Budget Hall of Fame.
It is.
And a Wine Vault Challenge.
And quite frankly,
Sparkler Challenge for New Year's, this versus whatever you would normally buy. Buy them both. Put them side by side. Get back to us. I think Campo Viejo wins.
We'll put our wine up against your mum right now. We'll do it. Let's do it. Piper Heidsieck.
I think you'd have to go like Rotor Estates to beat this.
You'd have to go.
We want to hear what you think
beats
this. Beat it.
It was good, Scott.
Very musical, Scott. I was like, oh, he's got it. Then you stopped. Why?
Well, I was.
Did you have a stroke? Did you poop in your pants? Don't make fun of people that. Did you? You pooped in your pants is what you did. You're like, oh, I made a mess again.
No, I've got an enlarged prostate, so it was something that happened in my pants somewhere else. Not through my butthole.
That was nearly English that you just spoke, Scott. It's very impressive.
It was a dribble.
Yes,
it was a dribble.
Who would know that Scott isn't well-educated? No one would ever guess that, folks.
It's not well-educated. I have a large prostate. I didn't poop my pants. I had a dribble.
So you understand, folks, the size of the prostate does not relate to the size of the penis.
So, folks.
That's... Allegedly, I don't think that's accurate. I don't think you know what you're talking
about.
I've
seen your very small penis, Scott, so you know.
Have you seen my prostate, though?
Kind of.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So, for Rob the Wine Guy and Scott's ass, we're going to bid you adieu, but see you next time.
Don't talk about my wife like that.
Here on the Wine Vault. Good night, folks.